Peter was immensely happy. He studied with great energy, concentrating on counterpoint. His father had finally agreed to the change in profession, but he could not offer any financial support. After all, there were four younger brothers still to educate. To keep himself going, Peter gave music lessons. Occasionally, he would receive engagements as an accompanist. Then came a stroke of luck. In 1866, Rubinstein recommended him for a position at the conservatory in Moscow, which was headed by his brother Nicholas, also a great musician. Thus, at the age of 26, Tchaikovsky became a professor of composition and musical history. During the next years, he created his first longer works, some chamber music and a symphonic poem called Winter Dreams, later known as the First Symphony. But success did not come easily to Tchaikovsky. His teacher and benevolent friend, Nicholas Rubinstein, thought very little of those immature compositions.